Part 4. So, it's the nature of the Lord. He stays with His Shaktis.
Sita Virama. Rama. वैसे तो स्वयं ही राम है, राम का अर्थ ही होता है जिनमें जो
पार्ट फोर
जो परम सुंदर है
राम
सर्वाकर्षक
मीन्स वन हुज ऑल अट्रैक्टिव इन महामंत्र दिस नेम राम इज देयर समटाइम्स
इस बात पर
ऑन दिस पॉइंट पीपल आर्ग्यू व्हाई दिस वर्ड राम इज देयर फॉर हु
राम शब्द
राम नेम is actually for all the swaroops of Lord Ram, of the Lord. It's one of his names. On its own is also Mahamantra. Whereas Mahamantra is made of Hare, Krishna and Ram. If we put Hare at one place and Krishna at one place and Ram's at one place, it's still Mahamantra. So Ram is a very famous name. The name means one, the name who attracts everyone's heart. The name which attracts the name, the hearts of all the munis is called Ram. One who becomes attracted to Lord Ram. When it is said when Ram went to Janakpur with Vishwamitra, Maharaj Janak, when he heard Vishwamitra is coming with two disciples, and they are very beautiful, Janak Maharaj came with his mantris to meet Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra, at that time, he was staying the night in a garden with Ram and Lakshman. When Janak Maharaj is famous, he is famous for his renunciation. He has no attraction to roop, smell, touch. But when he saw Lord Ram, then he remained seeing him without blinking his eyes. His name, he is known as Videha, one who doesn't have Deha, body, who doesn't have anything to do with his Deha, body. But when he saw Lord Ram, he couldn't take his eyes off his lotus face. He was famous in all the three worlds, Maharaja Janak, for being renounced, totally renounced. But he became so attracted to Ram for his beauty. Hanuman has understood that the object of his life is to surrender to lotus feet of Ram, is to serve him. One who remains like this is called Bhagavat. Amongst these Bhagavats, one who doesn't see anything except the Lord, even in his dreams, is called Param Bhagavat. Param Bhagavat word, it is said in the 11th canto that Krishna's, his Charnarvindas, he's dancing, he's the devotee who's totally engrossed in the Lord's pastimes, his lotus feet, Krishna's lotus feet, his dance, his walk. If this is Mahabhagavat, even if one gives him all the three worlds, he will not accept, even for a second, or forget Krishna, even for a second. Charnbhar, Hanuman is like that. Param Bhagavatam. In Kim Purush Varsh, Hanuman worships the Lord like this. Offers obeisances, offer prayers, and recites his glories. Om Namo Bhagavate. I offer my obeisances to the Lord. It is said that Bhagavan means one who's infinite in all the six opulences. It is not necessary to keep describing that point. Sri Ram is called Uttam Shloka. Means whose shlok, yash, glories is Uttam. Uttam means also whose yash, kirti, can take one, any fallen jiva from tam, in darkness, into enlightenment. If any jiva does Shravan Kirtan of Lord Ram's glories, he crosses over this material world. So this is the shelter of the Lord's holy name. Simply by taking shelter of the Lord's holy name, one is outside the Rajya, kingdom of Maya. Sometimes people say, what is this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? What do you get? This doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is like going on an elevator. And where did this Hare Krishna come from? Golokera Prema Dhana, Harinama Sankirtana. These names have come from Golok. Sometimes we hear these words, they are from our world. Sometimes we hear on the radio and television words from different countries or radio. But where is this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra coming from? Golok. It has come down like an elevator. And one who takes shelter of this elevator, it can take the Maha Mantra, the holy names of the Lord, can take the elevator to Godhead. Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare. Narottam Das Thakur says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Golokera Premadhan, Harinama Sankirtan, Rati Na Janmi Loke Nataya. Golok, from Golok the Lord has given this name, but I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hey Nath, you have given so many of your names. Why so many names? So because people have different tastes. So the Lord has given so many different names. Somebody can be attracted to this name, somebody can be attracted to that name. Nam Namakari. Am I chanting? There is no restriction of time, kala, and niyamita. There is no rules in chanting the holy names. That children can't chant, that women can't chant, whether you clean, unclean. There is no rule, any country, any city, any time of the day. And in any tone of voice, in any tune, not that you chant so loudly and then you rip your throat and next day you cannot chant at all. Like a normal person, one should chant in kirtan even. So there's no restriction. As you like. That's also okay. If somebody wants to scream on the top of their voice to sing the mantra, that's also okay. There's no restriction. In the temple, in the streets, anywhere, one can chant. Smarane nakalaha. If we if we see the Lord's mercy, in what thing did the Lord put all His mercy? He comes to this world to do His Leela and He spreads His holy name. That's His greatest Kripa, His Leela and His name, for us living entities to remember. Durdaya Buddhi, I am such, that such great mercy you are giving, but I am not able to take. Durdaya Yash. Why I have no ruchi in the name? Why I have no interest in sitting and hearing the Lord's gunas? That is the previous karma of the jiva. Each individual has his past karma. If one is not attracted totally, they don't have so much sukriti. Just like when someone is traveling, the passport and visa always has to be with him. One may think it's because he has money or he has a ticket or he has his luggage, but he's traveling because he has his visa and his passport. So I am so Durdaev. In previous lives I have done so many sinful activities that I have no attraction to your holy name. Whole day so much talking, but from his tongue to say the holy name is so difficult. This is the Durdaev. On one side there is the jiva's karma, and the other hand there is the Lord's kripa, and sometimes the kripa is defeated by the bad karma. This is the very, very dangerous sinful activities one has done, that he has no attraction to the holy name. Holy name becomes defeated by the bad karma sometimes. Those who chant sometimes, at least they are not so bad, but those who will not even chant once, we can understand, they are very Durdaev. So the glories of the Lord in this world are there to bring us, uplift us from the ignorance. In the previous days, a person would come to the Guru and pray. Tamaso ma. In Sanskrit, ma means to me. Tamasa. From agyan, jyotir gama. Please, my Guru Maharaj, take me out of ignorance and give me.
Asato ma sad gamaya. Gamaya ka artha hamara haath pakad karke.
In gamaya means take me by the hand. Take me from asatya to satya, ignorance, darkness to light, enlightenment. This is the way they used to pray to their gurus. If there's something that has the strength to take a person out of the ignorance of darkness of ignorance, is the pastimes of the Lord. By hearing and chanting the pastimes of the Lord, heart becomes purified. Therefore the Lord is called Uttam Shlok. Uttam Lok, the planets, From the very high planets, Brahma, Narada, Adi, Stuyate, they chant whose glory, that person is called Uttama Shloka. In the world you can see greatest persons, they chant the glories of the Lord. That's why Krishna is called Uttama Shloka.
उसका अर्थ होता है
श्लोक
उत्तम श्लोकों में जिनका जस गाया गया
इन ग्रेट उत्तम श्लोक इन ग्रेट इन मोस्ट ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द वर्सेस आर डिस्क्राइबिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट पर्सन इज कॉल्ड उत्तम श्लोक इन वेदस पुराना शास्त्र इन महामुनिस If those personalities and the Shastras have glorified anybody, it is the Supreme Lord. Even in previous ages, the poets of Sanskrit, mainly they have glorified the Supreme Lord. Geet Govind Krishna Karnamrit. Lord's glories have been described. Greatest devotees, they sing and dance. Gopi Geet. If one sings Gopi Geet, one feels that one will be in Samadhi just by singing. Such beautiful shlokas. In this way, there are millions of shlokas, uttam shlokas. And that's why Lord is called uttam shlok. Hanuman is saying, "Hey uttam shlok, I'm offering obeisances to you." The Lord has many incarnations. There are many great personalities also. But Lord Ram is very straightforward, very simple, very sheel, his nature. He is amazingly simple. It's been described in the Shastra. Wherever you see in Lord Ram's pastime, his shant behavior does not become interrupted. When two people are introduced, so when Ram was introduced to the monkeys, so the Lord is telling the monkeys about his guru. My Guru Maharaj is Guru Vashisht. By his blessings I have killed the demons. Just see his humility. He says, it's only by the mercy of my Guru Vashisht. If it's the truth, the truth is not that because of Vashisht he could kill the demons. The Lord is the Supreme Lord. But he is giving the glory to his Guru Maharaj. He is so humble. And he's telling the monkeys. When he introduces back in Ayodhya all the monkeys to his Guru Maharaj Vashisht, he says, all these monkeys, they put their life on hand for me. This is your mercy. To Vashisht he says, all these monkeys gave their life for me. And to monkeys, he says, my Guru Maharaj's blessing. Shield means to be respectful to your elders, kind to the younger, and to be some to your equals. To be affectionate to the younger. And kind. There is no tinge of abhiman, of being puffed up. In Valmiki says, when Lord Ram ever met anybody, he would always speak first. And introduce, how are you? everything is okay. He will not just stand quiet till somebody says something. He would always take the first step of being nice to them. This is Shil. He will offer obeisances and he will also ask, how are you? In the Shastra, it said, the person who offers obeisances is supposed to be lower. But Lord Ram would offer obeisances and then ask also, how are you? Take the position of a... So person who is Shil, he asks. In this way, there are so many examples of the Lord's pastimes. His charitra, his... Arj Lakshan. He's without kapat. Without any kaam, krodh, bhog. You can hear in Ramayana, when Lord Shri Ram went to Janakpur, Guru Vishwamitra sent him to bring flowers for his worshipping. So both brothers went to Lord Janak Maharaj's garden. Although Vashishth was a special guest, so to get flowers for his worshipping his deity, there was no restriction. In India, even today, if you go to somebody's house to pick flowers and tell them it's for worshipping the Lord, they will not stop you. So that garden was Lord Janak's garden. But anybody could go to bring flowers for the worshipping of the Lord. So Lord Ram went with Lakshman. He was looking at the beautiful flowers in the garden of Lord Janak, Maharaj Janak. And he was picking most beautiful flowers for his Guru Maharaj. When Lord was picking flowers at that time, Sita was also there. While she was there, her mother Sunaina, she had sent her to go to the temple which was next to the flowers to worship the deity of Durga Devi in the form of unmarried. So even today, the little girls are sent to this form of deity or Mother Durga to go and worship and ask for a favor for a good husband. So Sita was sent by her mother to go and offer obeisances to Mother Girija and ask for favor. So to worship Girija, Sita went with her girlfriends and picked flowers for the worshipping. While she was picking flowers, Hare Krishna, Lord Ram, he heard, he didn't see Mother Sita, he saw, he heard, her ankle bells and her kinkini, which is the on the waist, the little bells on her waist. And then Ram says to Lakshman, this sounds like Kamadev. By hearing this ankle bells and the bells around the waist, it sounds like Kamadev is in this world. I am becoming attracted to the sounds of this ankle bell. And then Ram actually saw Sita. His pure heart became attracted to Sita because Sita is his eternal consort. She is his antaranga shakti. Lakshman was right there, and Ram started looking at Sita's lotus face just like Chakora looks at the bird. Chakora looks at the moon. Sita's in Ram's pure heart, this thought came: this girl should be my wife. He said to Lakshman. He said to Lakshman, "Hey, Priya brother, if this is Janak Maharaj's daughter, because of who there is this Dhanush Yagya, by seeing her, my simple and plain and pure heart, I suddenly have the desire that this girl should be my wife." He's telling for an older brother to talk to his younger brother in this way, it does not seem proper. Usually one would hide these feelings, and alone he may write a love letter or something. But people say like that, think like that. But Bhagwan Shri Ram is very open. He says, Lakshman, Lakshman, I am in Raghuvanshi. Ordinary Raghuvanshi. Ordinary Raghuvansh, my predecessors, they would not lay their eyes on any woman. They do not look at other women. Except their own wife, they would not look at another woman. This is my family lineage. Never in any time any of my ancestors would let their mind go on any woman. And I have full faith on my mind. My mind will never, I know my mind, I have full faith on my mind. Even in my dream, I would not think of another woman. Must be that this is my wife, the Lord is saying. In great situations, the greatest of the persons, their mind will tell the truth. Shakuntala used to live in the ashram of a Muni. Dushyant Maharaj, this is the previous story of Shakuntala. Dushyant Maharaj, when he went to that forest, he saw this girl and he decided that he wants her as his wife. But her father was adopted father, or she was the adopted girl. Her father was a brahmana. He says, Maharaj Dushyant said, I have full faith on my heart. My heart will never let me be attracted to a brahmana girl. I'm a kshatriya. I will have to marry a kshatriya girl. So, because I know my heart is pure, this girl must be a kshatriya girl, even though she is the daughter of this sage, which was a fact because she was actually adopted by this sage. Then she told him, I'm not the daughter of this sage, I'm actually the daughter of Vishwamitra. Then in the Gandharva way they were married. This is a story. And he accepted her as a wife. He knew her heart was going towards this girl, and he knew this girl must be a kshatriya, because he trusted that his heart will not go and marry a brahmana girl, because for a kshatriya man to marry a brahmana was not proper. Adharma. Just see, Lord Ram is saying, my mind, even till this day, in a dream, I have never seen a woman to this day. So if my heart is going attracted to this young girl, she must be my wife. I don't know what will happen. The creator only knows whether or not I will be able to get her from my wife in this ceremony. But my heart is saying I should make her my wife. Then the Lord says, look, Lakshman, there are so few people in this world. In this world, there's very few persons whose mind will not go to another woman. In other words, such a kshatriya who doesn't run away from battle is very rare. The enemy who has never seen the back of this man. And those who does not see another woman, and the beggars, and a beggar who has never heard no for an answer is very rare. Actually, you can see in every car the word no comes in India when the beggars are begging. When somebody is begging, one should give something. Three kinds of persons in this world are very rare, whose eyes and heart never look at other women, and the beggar who has never heard no for an answer, and a soldier who has never shown his back to his enemy. These three persons are very rare. And in the end, it was the truth. She did become his wife. And apart from Sita, Lord Ram, in his whole life, he never thought or even looked at another woman. He did one patni vrata. He was the carrier of one patni vrata. Even in this world, they say ek nari brahmachari, means one woman means brahmachari. Ek nari brahmachari, which is very rare even in this world today. Amazing story. This is called Arya Laksha. One has to learn some good qualities. One should learn from the qualities of Lord Ram. Lord's Indriya's man always trained, fully trained. It can never go on the wrong path. His eyes could never see the wrong. His ears would anger. One who gets calm and crowd, anger and lust, that means he hasn't had much training. As much anger comes, one should not bring it to the lips. Once it comes, one should be trained. As much as one can win over lust and anger, that much satisfied and happy he will live in this world. The Lord says in fifth chapter in Bhagavad Gita, one who wins over calm and crowd in this world, he is happy. One never saw Lord Ram getting angry over things. When he was standing in the ocean and praying to the ocean to give way, Lakshman said, what are you doing? Just tell me and I will shoot one arrow and this guy will come up You don't have to sit and pray. 3 days the Lord sat there praying to Samudradev, Ocean Lord, and he didn't eat or drink for 3 days. When after 3 days he didn't give way, then the Lord said, Lakshman, give me that bow and arrow and I will show him my anger. And that time, at that time the Lord said, a lot of people don't like this shloka. Why it's said like that? And that also is from the lotus mouth of Lord Ram. That these four people are they deserve chastisement. Dhol, Gawar, Shudra, Pashu and Nari. These are candidates for little chastisement when needed. Dhol means Midanga. Dhol, Gawar, Pashu and Nari. Gawar means Gawar means Murk, brainless, can't think properly, little stupid type. So once in a while you have to chastise them to straighten them. Not much intelligence. And Pashu, and Shudra. Shudra, uncultured person. He doesn't know how to behave or how to work. So one has to, sometimes a little sashan is necessary. You can see in your own house. Those Mangalarti devotees that don't get up for Mangalarti, unless you chastise them, they won't get up. Even if you tell them, if you don't get up, you won't get prasad, still they won't get up. So that kind of person need a little chastisement to make them get up for Mangalarti. That doesn't mean you get a stick and beat them. Means a little chastisement. And women. Women should be taken care of. They should never be led independent. They should be taken care of by their husband. Independence. It's also said by Lord Ram's lotus mouth. He says to Lakshman, when these great rains, torrents of rains, the flower beds are broken up. Bhagavan has made some psychology. And we should understand this is not for all women. In amongst women there also have been some great women among in front of whom men are nothing. One should understand this is not for all women. The gopis, Mother Kuntis, what they have spoken, no man has ever spoken like them. This is a general idea. Woman should be under the control of her husband. And if she wants to be independent and go away and live alone, she should be chastised a little bit for her own protection. This is enough. Taran doesn't mean to beat them with a stick. Means a little chastisement, little control. And this is spoken by Lord Ram when he stood up and got his bow and arrow and he said, now it's time to chastise the Lord of the ocean. And at that time he was in grieving over the loss of Sita. So at that time as soon as his eyes became red and picked up his, he didn't have to shoot the arrow. Samudradev immediately came up and the water started to boil. Who would protect him? He, the personality of the ocean came up quickly and and he fell at the lotus feet. He said, "Me, the ocean, I was built by your ancestor, Sagar Maharaj. He built the ocean." I didn't come up because 800 miles, and there was not one pillar. The bridge, the kind of bridge Lord Ram made, such a long bridge with not one column underneath. People will see and glorify you. Sometimes people say, why did Lord do like that? So many fishes started to die, water started to boil when he got angry with. This is the power of the Lord. Simply by his eyes becoming red, the whole ocean started to boil. Can you show your eyes to the ocean and you think the water will become hot? And he became very angry, and then he just looked at the ocean. One can keep staring at the ocean and keep staring and they will become blind, but the water would never become hot. But the Lord, simply by his glance, angry glance, the whole ocean started to boil. All the Lord's indriyas have the power of all the other indriyas. He simply by his drishti, he does the srishti. Simply by his glance, he does the creation. Simply by his glance, it says in the Brahma Samhita, he creates the whole universe. This is the glories of the Lord's Angas. I was saying that nobody ever saw Lord Ram getting angry except when it was necessary. Sometimes when anger is necessary, then you have to show a little anger. But ourselves, we should be in total balance. Not that we lose total control of ourselves.